Our state is a dangerous place. That's how one Wisconsin health official is characterizing the spread of the coronavirus there. On Wednesday, Wisconsin reported more than 2,300 new cases and 16 deaths. That's up from 870 daily cases exactly 1 month ago. Among its responses, Wisconsin is planning to open a field hospital at the state fairgrounds outside of Milwaukee as early as next week. So let's bring in Dr. Nazia Safdar. She's the medical director of infection control at the University of Wisconsin-Madison Hospital. And Dr. Safdar, thank you for talking with us.
Thank you.
We want to find out more about that field hospital, but start by telling us how critical the situation is in your state and how overwhelmed are the hospitals.
You know, I think this is at the moment the biggest crisis that we're facing. In some respects, you know, it's predictable. We've seen how other states have handled it. But despite, you know, all the preparedness that one can do, you can't really ever be fully prepared for something like this. So health systems are having to activate their surge plans, think for creative ideas for how to take care of patients. But ultimately, no one has ever seen this the way that we're seeing it now. It concerns everyone.
Describe for us what you're seeing in your hospitals right now.
We're seeing a large number of patients coming in that are requiring medical care for COVID-19. We're seeing a large number of employees, because the community prevalence is so high, it is also expected that employee infections will increase, and that's exactly what we're seeing. And in general, I think as these cases go up, there's an increased sense of anxiety, of time pressure, of stress in the healthcare workforce.
Well, let's talk a little bit about this field hospital that's expected to open next week. How many patients will be diverted there, and will it provide the relief other hospitals need?
You know, I think it's a really welcome step. I think they'll probably start by having a few dozen go through the process and seeing how it works out, with the ability to scale up as necessary. It will be a good decompression valve for health systems that are, despite their, you know, progressive planning, find themselves at a loss of what to do next.
Doctor, we know that other states have set up these field hospitals, and ultimately they weren't used or they were underused. Give us your sense of whether that would be a problem there.
I think, you know, in terms of timing, of course, we would never have wanted for us to be in this position, but you can't control everything. And given the timing, this is probably a better time to be than March, when we were still dealing with very high mortality rates. There was a great deal more uncertainty about effective ways to treat COVID-19. Now that supportive medical care is improved, we have some more therapeutics in our pocket that we can use for patients, I expect that the high, you know, increased mortality and the need for critical care is a little bit less. And that's where I think field hospitals come in, because they're not really equipped to provide critical ICU level care, but they will be equipped to provide general medical care. So as long as the severity of illness doesn't rise dramatically, I feel the field hospital will get good use.
You mentioned the uptick in Wisconsin is in part due to employees, workers going back to work, but it's also being blamed on college and school reopenings. We know that the superintendent of one of the school districts there died of the disease yesterday, and that there have been outbreaks on your campus at UW-Madison. What's the path forward to stopping this current outbreak?
You know, I think while it's hard to tie it with certainty to any one inciting event, one telling fact is that up until very recently, the physical mobility of people in the state was approaching pre-COVID levels. So clearly, for whatever reason, typically it's because of fatigue. You know, people have been trying to do this for several months and they're running on fumes at this point. But obviously, we can't set the timeline for physical distancing and the need to really limit non-essential activities. And given the activity of the virus in the state at this point, this is exactly the time to double down. Limit non-essential activities, wear a mask. Even if you didn't do it for the first 6 months of this pandemic, do it now. I don't think we should underestimate the point that it is vital at this time to preserve the capacity of the health system for us all to take care of patients with COVID-19 and bring them to a speedy recovery.
That's Dr. Nazia Safdar. She's the medical director of infection control at the University of Wisconsin-Madison Hospital. Doctor, thank you for talking with us, and good luck.
Thank you very much.